How are you doing today?
Hope you're doing good, huh?
As you know, how many of you knows how to play basketball? Basketball. You know, here in St. Elizabeth, we are crazy about basketball. You can find games every night. Huh? So how many of you, when playing basketball, gets the ball into the basket every time you shoot? Anybody? Any takers? All right, I was hoping maybe one of you, huh? But not even the professionals gets the ball into the basket all the time, right? Not even the professionals. And the same thing happens with you and me, with you and I, when we are dealing with our own lives. We are not perfect, right? We are not perfect, and we sometimes trying to do our best, trying to get the things well, but sometimes we miss the point, right? So the same thing happened in my life when, even though I go to the sacrament of reconciliation, I notice that sometimes I can be a little bit resentful and hold grudges in my heart and being full of anger, right? So this is what happened to me. A few weeks ago, I was able to reconcile with a friend. I had a disagreement with a friend. So as many of us may do, we prefer to walk away. So I decided not to speak to him anymore. Can you imagine? So I was not speaking to him because I was sad and upset with him. So, but inside of me, I was feeling sad because I know that I was doing wrong. So, and also I noticed that that friend was doing the same. Because I wasn't speaking to him, he wasn't speaking to me anymore. So what happened here is that during this time of Lent, we've been reflecting upon the readings that calls us to forgive, calls us to repent, calls us to come back to the Lord. So I've been praying about those, this issue. And in this praying, I heard the Lord saying to me, this is not about him, this is not about you, this is about me. And exactly this is what I've been reflecting, that the Lord been saying to me, it's not about him winning with arguments or you winning with arguments. It's about me winning. It's about the Lord winning in our relationships. So I was able to approach this friend one day and said, you know, I'm just gonna do it because I cannot hold this in my heart. So with the grace of God, I was able to go and speak to that friend. So he said to me, I was going to speak to you too, but it was going to take me a long time. You know? So God gave me the grace to take the first step and to reconcile with that brother. So this is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. He's saying, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if he dies, produces much fruit. In this gospel, Jesus is not talking about or giving us a lesson on how to grow wheat. Huh? He's talking about his own life. The grain of wheat is Jesus Christ, who has to die so we can get life out of that death. That's what Jesus is talking about. But on the other hand, that grain of wheat is you and me. You and me is a grain of wheat. When we let go to our desire to control everything, when we let go to our anger, our frustration, maybe that worry that is keeping us up at night, or maybe a sin that we are thinking of, when we let those things die, is when the grain of wheat dies as well, and when we can see the fruit that comes out of this that death. When the grain of wheat dies, it hurts. Just imagine the little seed in the ground alone, the little seed with the water and the sand, the ground. Just imagine. And the same thing happened with our own grain of wheat. When that grain of wheat dies, it hurts. And I can say that when I let the grain of wheat that of pride in my life to die, I was hurt because my pride was hurt. because I wanted the other person to be the first one to say to me, I apologize to you. But sometimes it doesn't happen. So that was hurtful for me. But the good thing is that, as the gospel says, the grain of wheat, when the grain of wheat dies, it bears a lot of fruit. So then I felt happy. I felt the joy of reconciliation. I felt that a big load that I've been carrying in my shoulders had been taken out of me. So that's the grace of the grain of wheat when it dies. It produces a lot of fruit. And this grain of wheat dies not because we want the grain of wheat to die, but because out of grace that God gives us to be able to let that grain of wheat die. And it is what the prophet Jeremiah is saying in today's first reading. He says, I will place my law within them and write upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So when we allow the Lord to give us a grace, when we listen to his voice, and when we allow him to help us, it is not us that we do it. It is the grace of God that allows us to do the impossible. There are things that are impossible for us, but through the grace of God, we can do the impossible. And this is what happens in our lives when we allow Jesus Christ to help us, when we listen to him, when we receive that grace. And I want to finish with a little story. It is about a family. They went for a trip, and they put the kids in the back of the car. I don't know if you know that, right? Many of us, when we go on a trip, we put the kids in the back of the car, and this was a beautiful day. So they let the windows of the car open. So all of a sudden, the father who is driving hears a very noisy, a very big noise in the back of the car. The kids were screaming. So the father decided to stop to check what was happening. And it's because a bee has entered the car. How many of you are afraid of the bees? Huh? So the bee has entered the car, and the bee is circling around the car, inside of the car, threatening to sting the children. So the children are very afraid. So the father, showing them his hand, he said, "Do not be afraid. Don't worry. The bee will not sting you." So the children were saying, "Well, how come you tell us that not to worry if the bee is just almost about to sting us?" He said, "Don't worry, the bee will not sting you because it has already stung me." And exactly at this father of the story is Jesus Christ. He has died for us. So through that death and resurrection, we can get the grace to move on in life. We can get the grace to let that grain of wheat die in our lives. You and I have this grain of wheat. I don't know how you're going to call it. But as the Lord says, if this grain of wheat doesn't die, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it gives a lot of fruit. It bears a lot of fruit. So as we continue this Eucharist, I would like to invite you to take a minute of silence. Think about what is a grain of wheat I need to let go. I need to let die. And let's ask the Lord to help us. So when we begin the new season of Easter that is coming up, we may experience the life and the peace that comes by allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to help us and to give us his grace. Amen.